Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. And I want to read out of Romans chapter 8 this morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey, and we appreciate you logging in and listening in to our podcast today. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What a powerful verse. As Paul wrote about the hope that the Christian has, and that hope is Jesus coming back one day. As he writes about that, he shifted to the help that the child of God has today. You see, we have a hope that is coming, but we have help for today. And you say, well, preacher, what is that? Well, we have the Holy Spirit that doesn't just help us in all kinds of areas, which he does, but he helps us know how to pray. Unfortunately, infirmities are part of life. Weaknesses and trials, they're going to come, but we're not alone in that. The Holy Spirit helps us. He comes and helps us through it, guides us through it, comforts us through it, because God is in us. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. He assists us in difficult moments. He helps us through various trials and struggles and burdens that we face. The Holy Spirit assists you in your difficult moments, and his help is crucial because as believers, oftentimes, knowing how to pray as we should often escapes us. It's difficult for us, particularly during affliction and adversity. You know, sometimes when we're in the middle of adversity, we don't exactly know what we should pray for. Should we pray that God takes it away? Should we pray that God gives me grace to face it? Should we pray that we learn a lesson? Maybe God is teaching us through it. Should we pray for God to stop a person that's hurting us, or pray that God just changes their mind? Or, you know, there's just all kinds of ways to pray. And the Holy Spirit helps us know how to pray during times like that. But the Spirit is like a lawyer advocating on our behalf, steps in for us and prays for you through groanings, this verse says, and sighs when you don't even have the words to pray. So he helps us to know how to pray. But at times when we can't even pray, he prays for us. Wow. Those feelings and deep cries that you lack the expression for the appropriate words, the Holy Spirit validates and he gets them, and he goes to God in prayer on our behalf. I don't know about you, what an inspiration. Have you ever experienced the feeling of not even knowing what to pray? I know I certainly have. But the Holy Spirit in us went to God on my behalf for me. He took my helpless petitions and empowered them as prayers. God heard and he answered. Now, I don't know what you might be facing today, but in your weakness, you are not alone. Your brokenness will not separate you from God. With what little you have in your tank, allow the Holy Spirit to help you. He will intercede for you when you don't even know how to pray. Our sometimes lack of knowledge for the words to pray, that really what we're thinking, it's jumbled and we wouldn't even know how to add it all together. But the Holy Spirit will take those mumblings and groanings, and they will find their way to the throne of God. because the Holy Spirit will do that. That is real help. And I want you to know today, you have help. You have the Holy Spirit, God in us, the hope of glory. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that today. You say, preacher, you don't know it. You don't know me, and you're not going to see me on the other end of this podcast, obviously, but I'm going through some very, very deep things right now, and I don't even know how I'm supposed to pray about it. Well, dear friend, you have help. The Holy Spirit will do that for you. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.